have to stick to your fundamentals. You know, no quarterback likes to get beat up, but you know, when that happens, sometimes, you know, we're all guilty of sometimes losing your fundamentals and things like that. So you have to stick with those, and you know, these stretches of getting hit a lot, they don't last too long.
Over those last, what, 5 or 6 years, or did you find yourself looking over your shoulder at all, or you know what's going through your head, I guess, is when you've been vulnerable for a few years?
You know, like I said, it's obviously a lot more comfortable when you're not getting hit. I'm sure you can put on any tape in the NFL, and guys, you know, quarterbacks get hit. Again, sometimes you just have to maybe get to your quicker read or get rid of the ball. There's ways to help the O-line to get their confidence back, but you know, we're wearing shoulder pads too. It's part of the game. I'm sure he would say the same thing.
Has this new offense been helpful in that regard for you?
It has. You know, it's still a learning curve. It's my first year in the system, so I'm still figuring out where to, you know, get rid of the ball quick. And if there's a bad series and you're getting hit, you know, when you're in the system for 5, 6 years, you know where to get rid of the ball. But you know, I'm getting there. I'm not there yet, but. So I guess I would just say it's the learning curve still going on.
What's it going to take for the offense as a whole to get over the hump? Because obviously you guys have hit a few bumps in the road these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, it's easy to say, you know, every team and every offense will say just a couple plays here or there, and we would have, you know, 21 points. But we've been in the red zone. We just haven't converted, you know, penalties and turnovers and not executing. But I think we had 3 drives over 10 plays last week, which was encouraging. So we're moving the ball again. Just a couple of penalties at, you know, crucial points, and turnovers, not executing is it. But you know, if we were just going 3 and out every down, I'd be a lot more worried. But this business is bottom line, and we have to put more points on the board.
How does Steven Jackson look this year for you guys?
Excuse me, sorry.
How does Steven Jackson look for you guys this year?
Good. Yeah, you know, he had a great off season. I think if we can get the lead, we can feed him the ball a lot more. It was tough in Seattle to get him the ball as much as we wanted because we were down most of the game, and last week they were loading the box with 8 guys. So it's up to the receivers and myself to help take the load off of him. But he's a premier back in this league. You know, I put him in the top 3, and when he has a hole or if he gets any space, he's fun to watch.
What are your thoughts on Derek Stanley?
You know, came in today and we found out about it. You know, with the new staff and obviously start out 0-2, we know there's going to be changes. You know, Derek's great athlete, great person, and we wish him the best. And it's always unfortunate when you lose a friend and teammate.
You know, not so long ago, you were considered one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Obviously, it's a team thing, so your success is tied to everybody else, but do you still see yourself as one of the elite players at the position?
You know, it doesn't matter what I think. If I think I'm an elite quarterback, then that's all that matters. I think a quarterback always has to have confidence in himself. But, you know, perception's reality in the NFL, and when you win 5 games over 2 years, then your stature's going to go down, and I understand that. But I know it's not because of preparation or my work or because my ability's gone, you know, out the window. I've got to play better, but to play quarterback in the NFL, you have to be, you know, confident, borderline cocky, and, you know, I know I can still play at a high level in this league.
What do you see in the Packers' defense on film? What jumps out at you?
You know, the 2 corners, just being a quarterback, you know, I tend to look in the backfield more, and those guys are experienced, they're athletic, they're smart, they're the whole package, so it's going to be a test not only for our receivers, but for myself to know where they're at all times. The linebacker core, you know, Hawk, we know he's great. Chills, I play with him here in Pick, and, you know, play with Campen in the Pro Bowl. So they got studs everywhere. It's not just at one, you know, level on their defense. So we got a heck of a match. And then you throw in a 3-4, which you don't face every week. So it's going to be a tough challenge.
How was the process in your career? How was the process by which you study film evolved?
I think I've gotten, you know, you don't have to watch as much. You know, you can watch a huge volume and you don't know what you're looking for when you're young, I think. The coaches can point it out to you, but now I can watch on my own. I know exactly what to look for and when, you know, you're looking for ghosts. Because if you keep looking at film and you're looking for something not there, you can waste an hour and a half, whereas now I can go in and knock out a half hour, 45 minutes, and, you know, get all the information I need on a third down, or, you know, the next night, 45 minutes, get all I need for red zone, because defenses are so multiple now, you can't just assume that they're going to play something. You just have to assume the opposite, but you can look for any tendencies. But again, you know, long-winded, but the quarterback needs to be ready for everything.
Your thoughts on Ruvell Martin? What have you seen out of him during these couple weeks of them?
Yeah, he's played well. He's a bigger guy, and you know, he's learning our offense. He's been throwing in with the ones a little bit here and there, and we'll definitely be using him the next couple weeks. I don't know if he'll be up this week or not, but you know, with a big body like that, I think he can, you know, definitely help us in the red zone, and if we can get matchups maybe on a third or fourth corner, I think that he's gonna be good for us.
Just getting back to what we talked about earlier about you getting hit, it's kind of an obvious question, but does it just take its, obviously it takes its toll physically, but is it sort of a mental toll as well, too, dealing with that week after week?
No, you know, I'd say losing takes more of a mental toll than, you know, getting hit. I was getting hit just as much when, you know, we were winning here. I would throw for 400 every week. You know, my body would feel just the same. So you just hate to lose. Any guy in this locker room hates to lose. So if we can just start winning some games, you know, these bruises don't quite hurt as bad. And, you know, I know my body wouldn't feel as bad right now if we would have won in Washington.
You know, a few times in the past, the Packers fans have kind of packed the stadium down there. Are you putting out any messages to Rams fans to make some noise?
No. Packers fans, they go everywhere. You know, Packers fans and Pittsburgh fans and couple teams at Chapel Hill, Dallas, but we know they're going to come down, and there's no stopping them. So, you know, one way to get our fans going is to come out fast and get a lead and win this game, and our fans will be plenty loud. But you know, we have a great deal of respect for Packers fans here because they travel well. You know, they're good fans. We played up there too, and you know, they're loud, they're faithful, and like I said, they're great fans.
Any memories of Mike McCarthy from your time in New Orleans?
No, I wasn't there very long to get to know him too well, but you know, he did a great job there, and he's doing a great job up in Green Bay, and it's always good to see other Pittsburgh guys doing a good job.